Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or as always, you can head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And please share those on social media. It helps out a great deal. You can find our entire archive of shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. So you guys want to go and check that out. We've had so many great guests you guys would be interested in listening to. You know, earlier this week, we started off the show talking about CNN, Chris Cuomo, and all the dysfunction at the network. As if Jeffrey Toobin masturbating on Zoom and Chris Cuomo investigating his brother's accusers was not bad enough, now CNN's other prized host, Don Lemon, has been caught in the crossfire. Don Lemon, who President Trump once named the dumbest man on TV, is apparently good friends with race hoaxer Jesse Smollett. Smollett claims that Don Lemon was the first to tell him that the cops did not believe his story when he went public with his race hoax. Now this was a major crime and Jesse Smollett faces years in prison, and you have Don Lemon using his place in the media to give out inside information. To me, it sounds like Don Lemon basically did the same exact thing that Chris Cuomo just got fired for doing. It'll be very interesting to see if CNN acts out against Don Lemon, or like I said the other night, if his LGBT privilege helps him and he ends up escaping without any consequences. Rob, how are you doing tonight? And what are your thoughts on Don Lemon caught in the crossfire?
Andrew, I am doing great. Want to say thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew. What do I think about Don Lemon? Interesting. Well, like you said, just got caught in the crossfires. And it does seem as if though he is doing exactly or did exactly what Chris Cuomo did, which is lie, steal. Well, he didn't really steal, but act well, in a way he did. Just sounded real good just to say lie, steal, and cheat. He was helping out Jesse cover up the lie that he told. Now, I've been following this, as many of us have, and apparently it seems Don didn't necessarily believe Jesse. And I think in one of the communiques that he had sent to him, he said, you know, if you're wrong about all this and you had all these people to believe you, this is really going to look bad. Well, this is what happens all the time. And we're now seeing it all implode, explode, or whatever you want to say, before our very eyes. These guys will lie and cheat about what's actually happening in society. Don should be let go. Why the heck do these guys continuously get caught in their own web of deceit? You had Chris and his brother Andrew attacking everybody, waving their fingers. They themselves were doing exactly and were guilty of what they were accusing other people of doing. Of lying, being deceptive. Andrew Cuomo, the disgraced former governor of New York City, knew darn well what he had done. Now, whether or not you believe he sexually harasses women or not, I do believe that wherever there's fire, there's smoke. And maybe some of these women, he was having an affair with them, and they got mad because they didn't get what they want, and they decided, well, we're going to say he did this. They were still his subordinates. He was cupping a feel on one of the police officers, state troopers. And now we have Don Lemon trying to, I guess, give Jesse a heads up that your lie isn't good enough. You need to try to dress it up a little bit more because the Chicago police don't believe you. Maybe Jesse and Don were having an affair. I mean, just be honest. I mean, anything is possible. Anything goes with these people. And he was trying to give his lover a heads up. Because when this happened, remember, everyone was after Jesse. Everyone wanted him on their show to talk about it. We were one of the first to call it out and to say, this is a lie. This guy is lying. There is no way what he's saying happened happened. And now he's on stage, continuing the charade, continuing the lie. Well, they did this to me and they did that and they, oh, woe is me. And he believes it because he decided to testify. Remember, in our country, you're guilty until proven innocent. Well, no. I was just trying to, you know, throw that in there. You're innocent until proven guilty. But this guy, believing, wanting others to believe that he was wrong, decided to take the stand in his own defense. He didn't have to do it. You don't have to do it in this country. But I think that ever since Kyle Rittenhouse got up and took the stand, I think that we're going to see a lot of other people thinking, hey, what do I have to lose? Now, Kyle had the truth on his side.
What a shame this one's not televised.
Oh, oh my gosh, the theatrics. But as I was saying, Kyle had the truth on his side. Jesse does not. But because he's an actor, and he feels as if, though, I can deceive them all, I'm going to take the stand. I'm going to take the stand in my own defense. Man, I would have eaten him alive. Not literally, folks. Come on. Had I been the prosecutor, I would have just said, Jesse, why are you lying? You want us to stop believing the truth in order to believe your lie. All the witnesses that have come up here have said, so they told the truth. But you, Jesse, a noose around your neck, and that everyone that's calling you out, they all have something against you. The two brothers, they're against you. 125 police that the City of Chicago put on this case to investigate it. Because we wanted there to be a hate crime. We wanted to say, oh, we got him. But they all came back and said, no, it's a hoax. Your own producer, director of the show Empire, who initially believed you and said that you were like a son, came back and said, no, Jesse, you lied. And so many others are saying, Jesse, you lied. But you want to bring your entire family, your mom, that poor woman. I hope she isn't in on this. There's nothing that would lead me to believe that she is on it.
Yeah, as if they haven't been embarrassed enough.
Right. But he wants to continue this. All he has to do is say, I'm sorry, I lied. I got caught up in the moment. Now, Andrew, you were saying that, you know, he could go to jail for a long time. Yeah, what he's doing is a felony.
Yeah, I believe it's four felony charges he's facing.
Four felony. But according to folks that are looking at this, legal experts are saying that he probably won't see any time. He'll be given like a slap on the wrist, probation probably for 3 or 2 years until don't do that again. But I doubt seriously he'll see the inside of a jail. But I think that he should. I think he should be found guilty. If this jury comes back and says not guilty, shame on them. Though some would say, oh, justice served. But can you imagine that he would have gotten away with it, knowing that he lied? He would be given a huge platform, and then others will continue to lie. He has to be made an example of. The truth has to come out. He has to be found guilty because we all see what happened. What he said happened did not happen.
Absolutely right, Rob. And I agree. And in situations like this, when people are clearly lying, The charges I would like to see is what the charges that they tried to get on someone else. So it, whatever someone would have been charged for attacking Jussie Smollett and pouring bleach on him, that's the charges that Jussie should get, in my opinion. That's how it should work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I forgot about the bleach. The bleach, the noose. We saw those two brothers going into a storm.
In a polar vortex.
Right. We saw those two brothers going into a store buying the goods that they used. We have the receipts. The tapes don't lie. We saw the dry run. And then Jussie comes up and creates this whole fabrication of, oh, well, one of them, you know, we had sex. We went to a bathhouse. Here's a question. Is there a bathhouse in Chicago? Can we pull the tape? Can we get the receipts? Because when you're dealing with psychos like this, you have to have a soundproof case because they will lie and spin. And I don't know the makeup of the jury, Andrew, but I hope to God that they come back and speak the truth. Now, if I were a member of the jury, I would be laughing knowing that this dude is lying. He wants us to believe this?
They're getting a show, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely a show. I mean, he is acting his butt off. Well, I was already rich, so I was already rich and famous. I didn't need this. And I'm crying. Where's LeBron James? Why didn't LeBron James talk about his crocodile tears when he was on Good Morning America? And I go hard on 45. And when he said that and the look on his face, you knew he was lying. And then the permanent scar that he claims he has on his face. And a doctor got up and said, there were no scars. There was nothing there. And then when they presented this to Jussie, he goes, when I was on TV, that was Hollywood lighting and makeup. Yeah. This guy knows how to lie.
And remember, he also had a Subway sandwich that after getting supposedly beat up, he took with him back to the hotel. Like, if you're mugged on the side of the road, you're probably going to have a smashed sandwich or you're going to leave it there, maybe. He also left the noose on until the police arrived to make sure that they could see he had a noose around his neck.
This is a complete farce. If someone put a noose around your neck, the first thing I would do is want to take it off. But you're going to leave it on? And then he says, well, I didn't call the police right away because as a Black man, I don't trust the police. Now, just imagine if this guy gets off and walks away, the folks in the media will use this and say, oh, the jury believed him, knowing that he lied. Maybe the jury was afraid. I hope justice prevails.
Could you imagine Jussie's victory lap on all the shows if he ends up being not guilty? He'll be going on all the shows to talk about it, won't he?
But who would want to touch him? Because your
MSNBC
eyes,
and CNN.
True. And Don Lemon. He'll go on Don Lemon. I'm surprised Don Lemon hasn't said anything about it. I mean, just going back to your opening, Don is quiet as is kept. He's hoping that he's not caught. This is what liberals do. They lie and they cheat and they obfuscate.
What's been going on is these people at CNN have been abusing their power for years, but it's just now catching up to them. They're starting to get caught on some of these things.
Well, yeah, I was doing a look back, and I think over the past a decade and a half or so, they have just gone completely crazy over there. And when Trump became president, they went all out crazy. All of them are crazy. As we said on one of the shows the other night, they're all crazy. Fake news, CNN. They used to say they're the most trusted name in news. No, they're most untrusted name in news. And there are a lot of others. But this is their method of operation, all of them. This is their method of operation. They create these lies, and then they back them up. Now, just imagine, this guy lied, and now you have Don Lemon who's trying to, you know, help him out. They don't believe it. You better go a little harder. Tell a couple of more lies. But Jussie, of all people, his family, they're in the courthouse every day. And he's walking like, oh, I've got to get away with this. They have got to find him guilty. It's just unfortunate that if they found him guilty, he will not see the insides of a jail. And then he can spin and spin and spin. And then to drag those poor guys' names down in the mud. No, maybe there was a sexual relationship there. All the prosecutors had to do is just visit the bathhouse, pull the tape, I know they'll say some people, oh, this is your invasion of privacy because there are other people who are here that shouldn't have been here. Probably some Democrats who were there and shouldn't have been at the bathhouse. And, you know, we might have some Republicans. Who knows? You know, these people do these crazy things.
Obama.
I didn't say that. You said Obama, but hey, you never know. But shame on this guy. Shame on Don for trying to help him out. And shame on Jesse for putting his family, his mom, his elderly mom, through all of this. I just wonder, is anyone sitting around and saying, Jesse, you know you're lying. You know you're lying, don't you, bro? Bro, you know you're lying. Or are they all just falling for this? I mean, all he had to do was just say, I got caught up in the moment, and I'm sorry. But to continue this and to drag everyone in it, like I'm saying, Andrew, they want us to suspend belief and to think that all these people have it in for this one guy, that they all have it in for him. They want to bring him down. They're lying. In essence, he's saying that everyone is racist. The Chicago PD. Why didn't they call any? Maybe they did. They should have called Fox, Kim Fox. Kim, why did you just dismiss this case? Because she knew he was lying.
What a disgrace.
Oh, absolutely. But this is how the Democrats roll. They don't care. They don't care who gets caught in their web of deceit. When they're caught, it's how do I survive? Look at Chris Cuomo, knowing he was doing wrong. And what did him in was they're saying that, you know, he had also been caught sexual harassment. And what does he do? He's now going to sue CNN for $18 million. They should shut him down. Like, dude, you've messed us up enough. You've already damaged our reputation. Not that Jeff Zucker didn't help you do it. And I do believe Jeff knew what Chris was doing. Don't fool yourself. But he was thinking, oh, hey, we got the brother. We have him on here. Why not have fun? The enemy's not them. It's President Trump. All the lies that they told on Trump. And it's all backfiring on all of them.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on Chris Cuomo prepping to sue CNN for more than $18 million over his contract.
A joke.
I think that'll be the first time ever that I'll actually be rooting for CNN in a lawsuit.
Rooting for CNN. Yeah, because he should not get any of it. He breached his contract, bringing on shame to the cable news network. Not that they weren't already shameful. I mean, and even Jeff Zucker, he should sue Zeff. Personally, the dwarf king, he should sue him personally.
Why does he make that much money anyways? That's ridiculous. $18 million for a lowly rated CNN.
Lowly rated CNN. Yeah,
unbelievable.
And the thing you've got to think about also is that they're thinking, well, he'll bring in other big names because of his contacts, the contacts that he has. Look at Don Lemon. What does he bring to the table? Nothing but spin, spin, spin. That's all these guys have ever done. And now, Jesse's part of it. It's so funny watching all of this, the house of cards fall down, just falling down all around them, all of the lies that they've told. And you know what? They won't learn a lesson. They won't look back and say, look at what we did to President Trump. And now all this is coming back to haunt us. We were so busy going after him with lies, fake news, because everything they've said about him has not panned out. Yeah, they're bringing endless lawsuits and trying to squeeze people to say a little something about him. Look at, what's his name? Michael Cohen. He went to jail because of his lies. And he continues to tell lies. Well, I can give you some more about Trump. It's only a matter of time, like I said, that he will be making the networks again, making the cycle. Now, CNN is probably holding off on him now. Because they've been embarrassed once by Chris Cuomo. So if they were to bring him back too soon, Chris might come out and say, oh, yeah, you know, they have that guy there. He's nothing but a liar also. But they're waiting. They want to bring him back on so that he can continue the tradition of lying. So if Jesse Smollett or Smoll or whatever he calls himself gets off, oh, they're going to bring him on also. And he's going to, I knew I was telling the truth. And I was just praying, you know, God, please help me out here. They have to, Andrew, they have got to find this guy guilty so that we can see that the justice system does work. Everyone needs to know that it works and that it's people like him that abuse the system, abuse the process, but it does work. It worked with Kyle Rittenhouse. and work with Aubrey, Ahmaud Aubrey. And I hope the same thing that it works for, as we spoke about the other night, the police officer, Kim Potter. The justice system does work. It's just unfortunate that you have people who abuse it, people who come out and do things that they should not do, like Jesse.
Yeah, let's hope it works in this case. And one more thing I want to say about Jesse Smollett is he testified in court that he is the black Cary Grant, the legendary actor.
Where?
Remember, he also he also said that he is the gay Tupac previously. So, yeah, apparently he thinks very highly of himself and his acting skills.
Absolutely. And if he pulls this off, hey, give this guy an Oscar. I mean, we don't hear anything about the jury, how the jury is taking this in. They're not saying anything. They keep reporting on the same thing over and over again. And you never know how a jury will vote. We didn't know what was going to happen with Kyle Rittenhouse. We knew what he did. He was protecting himself. But with all what's in the air, all of the tension that's there, and these jurors that are being afraid that if they do the right thing, there could be repercussions to their actions, to their decisions. I mean, these folks are scared. And can you blame them? Can you blame them thinking that, hey, they might tear down the city? Mayor Lightfoot hasn't said anything. She's waiting. They have all these people waiting in the wings, hoping he'll be found not guilty, hoping that he's acting out his best. And they probably want to reach out to him, but they won't. Don't text him because that might get called in. But the moment the verdict comes in, that will say it all. Robin Givens is the actress, but Robin Roberts, I mean, she just sunk her career believing this guy. And oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, what you're saying. What do you want people to say? What do you want people to know about all this? The platform that she gave him and him saying, I just want to cry because people don't want to believe me. And it was all a lie. So no matter what, if they don't find him guilty, we know that he is guilty. And it's a slap in the face at justice. It is a slap in the face for everyone who have encountered hate crimes.
Yeah, and he actually tried to act tough and say that he fought back.
Yeah, right.
And the people who attacked him ran away from him.
Yeah,
he didn't run away. And it's really those big black Nigerians that he claims attacked him, I don't think there's any way that Jesse Smollett's chasing those guys away.
Right. I mean, like, they ran from him because, you know, they're going to hit me. And I'm like, wait a minute, where are you going? You know, I got some licks in and I did this trying to see. That shows you how this guy's messed up in the head. He didn't want to come off as being, you know, he got punked out or got his butt kicked. Oh, I'm going to show them. I was like, wait a minute, you know. And I was like, wait, he's going to do this. And I came back. When he was telling the story, Andrew, I remember it so clearly. I'm thinking, this guy is lying. He is lying. And then, well, I didn't want to call the police because, you know, I'm a black man. And, you know, and then during the trial, he's telling the prosecutor, oh, could you not say the N-word? Could you spell it? And the prosecutor, okay, fine, I'm going to spell it. No, you read what you wrote.
Yeah, while they were quoting his own text messages.
It's like, really? You're saying out of respect for other black people that are there, again, trying to play on their sympathies. Shame on you, Jesse. Shame, shame, shame. Because we know now behind closed doors, we know that you're probably lighting it up saying the N-word and some other words. Yeah, right. Could you not say that out of respect for other blacks? Yeah, but you rap about it. Why don't you say that to the rappers? Oh, but Black Lives Matter. Let me stop. This is such a farce. And how these people use and abuse the system. As I said, they will lie, they will cheat, they will do everything possible. So when I started out saying lie and cheat, no, I put it back out there. Because that's exactly what he is doing. Guilty, guilty, guilty. He should be found guilty on everything. And he should do time in jail.
Yeah, always entertaining to talk about. Jesse, you looking for a great gift for a loved one or for yourself, perhaps? Head on over to healthycell.com and you can save 20% off your first order with the code OUTLOUD. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, Check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. It's made with maximum absorption technology. Healthy Cell vitamins feed our bodies at the cellular level. As I said previously, you can head on over to healthycell.com and save 20% off your first order with the code OUTLOUD. Rob and I highly recommend you guys do that. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Healthy Cell makes a wonderful line of products, and I want to spend just a minute with you on REM sleep. Do you know Healthy Cell's product has calming herbs, amino acids, minerals, and sleep hormone support for the four-stage human sleep cycle? Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and achieve REM, or rapid eye movement sleep. Through the phases, fall asleep easily. That component of sleep is favorably impacted by melatonin, lemon balm extract, and GABA, lowering the body temperature. That element is influenced by glycine, magnesium, and calcium. Deep lasting sleep, L-theanine, vitamin D3, and vitamin B6. And finally, creativity boosting REM sleep, 5-HTP, vitamin B6, and GABA. Many of us think we need to sleep because we're short on sleep, but we need quality sleep, so please consider Healthy Cell REM sleep supplement. I have one tonight, and I'm going to have a much better night's sleep if I compared to if not taking it. So go to healthycell.com, and in the promo box, type in out loud, and that'll give you a 20% discount off your first purchase. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Well, there was a time when Americans could rely on the Fourth Estate. Well, in these challenging times, the media is both reckless and complicit. AmericaOutloud.com. Top analysis from leading experts, articles, podcast, video, and 24/7 talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and I'm glad you're able to tune in and listen to the show tonight. I want to start the second half off talking about the crazy mandates that's coming out of the White House. It's almost like the madness of the Biden-Harris administration that's affecting everyone in sight. There's a lot of crazy things that are taking place. And now with the Omicron thread of the China virus, the crazies of the crazies are coming out. And what's up is down, and what's down is up. Such is the case in the Biden-Harris administration. And we're seeing living proof of this every day, no matter where you look. it is seen all over. And no one wants to call it out for what it is. Complete chaos. Chaos in our daily lives. Chaos in our schools, our laws, our churches, homes, and streets. It's all around us. But we're told not to believe our eyes, for there's nothing to see. But they're wrong about it. And we here on After Dark, we're going to call them out. Look at the chaos involving the mandates. New York City is now going to make it mandatory that all private employers require that their workers are vaccinated. Children 5 and up now must be vaccinated, or else they can't go to restaurants. They can't participate in any of the fun activities. And this has to happen by December 14th. Now, he's on his way out. He's a lame duck mayor. But before he leaves, he wants to inflict more chaos, and people like sheeples, okay, let's just do it. And then they're trying to validate what he's saying. Well, we have to do it because of what? This virus, we're being told, this new threat is not as, I don't even want to say deadly, it's not going to harm you as much as the original. To be honest with you, I think it's just the common cold. The common cold with a little kicker, but they have everyone fearful, oh, it's going to get you. So this is how they're going to now say the children have to take it. And Andrew, if you think about this, and I said this on the show earlier this week, look at what's happening. Look at how they're rolling this thing out. First, it was the older people. We have to protect our elderly and those who are sick. So we got to make certain that they get the vaccine. So they rolled it out. Okay, all of them got it. And again, as I've always said, if you're of a certain age and you have underlying conditions, by all means, take the vaccine. Because whatever China did with this, along with Dr. Fauci, it was designed to knock you off, to knock you out. We don't hear anything about ventilators anymore, but quiet as it's kept. So we got that population taken care of. And then they kept pushing it. Okay, now let's see. Let's look at those other people, the baby boomers. They should probably take the vaccine as well. And now let's see. Let's look at the 30-somethings. They should get it. They just kept moving down and down. People that they said could not get infected, they included them. They scared the heebie-jeebies out of them. Oh, you better get the vaccine. And now they're pushing it down on the children. And people, well, I knew of a kid who died and he this. Well, did the kid have an underlying condition? Well, yeah. Well, I knew of a kid who didn't have it and they got the virus and they had a hard time. That was one kid. Look at how many people get the flu every year. Get the flu and die. Quiet as it's kept. We don't shut down the economy. We don't shut down anything. We don't shut down anything when there's cancer. You have crime rampant in the land. Crime all over. I'm beginning to be fearful of walking outside. But they have not told us not to go outside because of the crime. They have not told us not to ride public transportation in New York City because of crime. They have not told any other city. In Chicago, stay inside because of the crime. They have not told the Black neighborhoods in Chicago, don't come outside because you could probably get killed on a weekend. From Friday to Sunday, your life is in extreme danger. It's at risk if you come out in Chicago. And if you're Black, stay inside. Because those are the most vulnerable times to be outside, Friday through Sunday. You might become a statistic. They're not telling them that. And the chances of them dying is far greater from Black-on-Black crime than from any of these virus variants. But they're not telling them not to come outside. California, they're not telling any of the stores shut down because on the weekend, you know, the Blacks are going to come out and they're going to rob you. They're blaming the stores for not having security. Look at Lori Lightfoot the other day. Blaming the high-end stores for not having security guards. Blaming them for not securing the expensive purses and the jewelry with a chain or something so that people can't come in and steal it. Really, Mary Lightfoot? You're the one who's talking about defund the police. And now you want us to bring in security guards? You want these high-end stores, these malls, to bring in security guards? Because your prosecutor, Kim Fox, doesn't want to arrest them. She doesn't want to apply the law and say, you can't do this. She loves chaos. Chaos rules the day. Really? This is what you want to do? I don't think so. And then, if we get more people, if we get more security guards, then they're going to be profiling the Black people coming into the stores. Well, why are they profiling the Black people coming into the stores? Did you forget that when they didn't have the security guards, it was Black people going in with smash and grab? So do you blame these stores for profiling you? You see how they create this chaos and then they want to blame someone else for it. Why are you following the Black people? That's not fair. They haven't done anything. Well, why don't you go to those Black people and say, you see how you have messed up? I almost said the F word. You see how you've messed up? Now we all have to pay because of your indiscretion, because you decided to go smash and grab, because you didn't want to pay for it. Now they got security guards following all the rest of us around. I don't care. They don't care if we have on a suit. They don't care how much education we have. Because you have created the stereotype and made it come true. Complete chaos in the land. From the mayor, from the White House, all the way down to local government. Look at Biden. Has he gone and visited the family in Wisconsin that were mowed down? He or Kamala? But with Jacob Blake, they were on the first plane going to visit him. George Floyd, he made certain that he went and met with the family. George Floyd, a two-bit criminal. But the families in Wisconsin, oh, quiet as it's kept. No one's going to say anything about Daryl Brooks and what he did to those innocent people. Nothing at all. Why not? Well, I guess white lives don't matter, especially if a Black person takes the life. Well, Black lives don't matter either if another Black person kills the Black. Because that's quiet as kept. The only time we're going to say something is when a white person killed a Black person. That's when the life all at once matters. Because if that weren't the case, we'd be calling out the Black people right now that have killed Black people in New York City, in the Bronx, on the streets, in Brooklyn, just arbitrarily killing them. But we don't hear those names. We don't hear the names of those Black people. No one's out protesting. Their families aren't getting millions of dollars because another Black person killed them. As I've said once before on our show, we should be suing George Soros and his billions for creating this disaster. We should be suing those politicians, suing them personally, because that's the only way they will wake up. We should be suing the likes of like Joy Reid and Al Sharpton, race purveyors, race pushers. But instead, we live with the chaos. We should be suing Bill de Blasio, who's saying your child has to take this vaccine. But yet still your kid can go outside and get shot in the head, and he says absolutely nothing. He doesn't warn the kid of the public safety in that instance. But he wants to get in front of this. All that I have said, look at where it's coming from. Who's causing the chaos? Who's causing the problems? Democrats. Democrats and liberals. When Bill de Blasio came out and said that he's going to mandate private employers to have their staff, their employees vaccinated. When Joe Biden came out and said, well, the courts kicked it back when Joe Biden did it. He wanted OSHA to enforce it. He knew it wasn't going to stand in court. But yet and still, he knew that, hey, I've got a chance. because we've got some liberal activist judges that are out there that will agree with me. And for what? What do they benefit from this? I'll tell you what. It's a bigger picture. Because if they can get the courts to agree with them on this and to take away your right to decide, just imagine what else they can get the courts to agree with them on. People laughing, oh, this is not true. It's not going to happen. And I keep saying this. Look at how they got us all to stay shuttered in because of the virus. Scared, afraid. And the only thing they want to do is just shut down the economy so they can give people money. And what was it worth? What was it for? Because they gave the people the money and they're still giving the money, but yet and still these same people don't want to work. And they've increased the salary. They wanted these high, I want $15 an hour. And all these companies are saying, we'll do it and then some. But now they don't want to work. But when it's time to smash and grab and take something that doesn't belong to you, you got them 80 strong in cars, nice cars, if I might add, blocking the streets, going in and stealing. And then the only thing we could do is find, let's say, I guess maybe 10 people. We're going to arrest them and then put them back out on the streets so that they can do it again and again and again. Complete chaos in the land. But we're told what you see is not happening. AOC said the smash and grab is not real. It's made up. Don't believe your eyes. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she's blaming the retailers. They should get security guards. Jen Psaki, oh, let's blame it on COVID-19. It's because of the lockdown. How is that? Why is COVID-19 responsible for that? Are people acting out? You've got the prosecutor or the district attorney in Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, saying, don't believe the numbers. Crime isn't up. Violent crime isn't up. It's all make-believe. George Gascon in L.A. letting criminals out. They're trying to recall him. They did it once before, and they were short a couple of numbers. Are you serious? I would think people would have run and said, sign my name on that list. We want him out of here. Because the people that are suffering are the ones who can't hire private security. Chesa Borton in San Francisco, letting criminals walk the streets. No cash bail. Commit a crime. Oh, go back out. And then they're laughing at this. Kim Gardner in St. Louis. And all of these people bow at the knee, as I said before, of George Soros. And I keep bringing this up over and over again because the liberal media won't talk about it. And we have to talk about it. We have to talk about what these individuals have done to our country, to our society, to our neighborhoods. And they will continue to do it. As I said, de Blasio is on his way out. But as a parting gift, I'm going to make certain that they all get vaccinated. And if they don't, they can't go anywhere. Well, you do realize that they'll get fired. Oh, I don't care. And you're adding to the unemployment. Oh, I don't care. I'm doing this so that the progressives will see what I did so that when I run for governor, maybe they'll vote for me. Now, I tried running for the president and they rejected me, and rightfully so. Well, now I want to try to do it for governor. If New Yorkers vote for this guy to be governor, all the ones that are voting for him should be locked up. Because why would you vote for a knucklehead that has already destroyed this once great city, destroyed it? Look at all of our great cities. Look at LA. Look at San Francisco. Chicago has never been able to stand up for the past 50 something years because of the libertards that they've elected. And what is it all for? What are we trying to prove? Well, we want to prove that Black Lives Matter and that Black people need a chance. Yeah, but look at Asian men, the highest wage earners. making money. Some of their skins is darker than Black people. How are they able to do it and Black people can't? Well, it's systemic. Systemic by whom? Who has the power? Who has the control? Liberals. So who's calling the shots? Liberals. Who's wreaking the havoc and chaos on us? Liberals, with their liberal policies. No cash bail. It will come back and bite us on the butt. But quiet as it's kept, Andrew. No one wants to stand up. No one wants to say anything. Now, I know that I've gone long on this because this is so dear, near and dear to me. And it angers me when I see it. And I will keep talking about it because people must wake up and look at what's happening around you. Chaos all over. And for what? Why? We have got to start placing the blame on those individuals that have caused this. We must start suing the likes, of George Soros and all of those who bow at the altar of George Soros. The madness of the Biden-Harris administration. And that's what they like to call themselves, the Biden-Harris administration. Granted, she's completely failing. And of course, she wants to blame racism. Oh, they don't like me because I'm a Black woman. Maybe they don't like you because you can't do your job. And you should have never been selected for that position. Because Andrew, when she was running, she failed. So why put her on the ticket? Oh, well, they don't like me. Okay, tell it to someone else. That's always a story. They don't like me. And what are you going to do about it? What are you bringing to the table, Kamala? What? As a Black woman, what are you bringing to the table? As an Asian woman, besides cackling, being exposed, being a nobody. This is who these people are. And we're supposed to be proud. We're supposed to smile. We're supposed to say we arrived because she's there, because of the color of her skin and other identity. Really? Meanwhile, our neighborhoods are just collapsing. But we're not supposed to say anything about it because we're not supposed to believe our eyes. We're supposed to let the chaos continue. Taking the country back to the 70s when there was madness and chaos all over. And what for? For Black Lives Matter? For identity politics? To make things equal? To make things fair? Lock them down, shut them up. They won't say anything about it. We have the power. And this is what happens when you put progressive liberals, socialists, communists, put them all in the... Now, you can literally put all of these people in a basket and say it's a basket of deplorables. You would be on point. And there should be no offense taken because that's exactly what it is. Misfits, deplorables. Balking against society, the rules and the laws. Wanting all these different variables to be included in this identity tapestry. And for what? It all starts at the top. Joe Biden came in and he ushered in a whole wave of chaoticness that we now have to live in. We now are encountering on our daily lives. What was it all about? This is what we wanted. This is what we were hoping for. Really? His time in office can't be over with anytime soon. De Blasio's on his way out, thankfully, with the parting gift of chaos. Joe's still in office giving us chaos. But this is what you people wanted. You voted for this guy, they say. Joe Biden. The Biden-Harris administration. We're seeing it implode before our very eyes, but none of it, we don't look at it. It's not real. Because everything is fine. The media keep pushing this out. And that is the reason why the media is failing the way it is. CNN, they're falling down. Next will be MSNBC. It's coming back to haunt them. The chaos that they created, now they have chaos in their lives. And if we don't call it out and recognize it, then we're fools. Because this was by design, and this is what they've been living for, and it shows you that it does not work. The Shangri-La that they wanted does not work. We thought we would have learned the lesson in Europe when they were letting all these people come in across the border and all this other stuff. But then we wanted some of it. And look at what we have. Chaos in the land. All around us. Andrew, I'm sorry I went long. I mean, I'm passionate about this. And it's unfortunate with what we're seeing.
Yeah, it really is. It's so scary what we're seeing, particularly in New York City with Bill de Blasio before he leaves, putting in these radical mandates. And then incoming Mayor Eric Adams, I don't think that he signaled that he's going to take these mandates away. So that doesn't say much for him that he's not speaking up against this. You would hope that he would, and it wouldn't be another radical being voted into New York City, but it looks like that may be what they have ended up with.
Well, you know, I'm trying to be hopeful and thinking that he's not saying anything because he doesn't want to upset the apple cart. But as soon as de Blasio is out, he'll say, okay, we're going to put a hold on this because this is just not going to work. Because if he forces this, de Blasio, on these companies, and if Eric Adams says, okay, it is what it is, you will have a lot of companies leave New York City. Everyone is not going to do it. And people will start getting those vaccination cards on the black market just to say, yeah, I did it. I complied.
Yeah. And what's so scary about these vaccine mandates is you're already hearing some of these mandates. You've got to have your second shot, or at a certain point in time, you got to have your booster. It's like, how many of these shots are there going to be? Is there going to be three next year? They haven't even really been honest with the American people about how many vaccines you're going to end up needing to take. I mean, you might need all three doses again next year. We just don't know.
It's by design. You say all three. I think it will be more than that. Because they're saying that if you have the first two vaccines, you can forget about it. You're no longer protected. No, you can probably get it. And we see that people are getting it. And you see how CNN and MSNBC, they're no longer putting the numbers of people that have died from the virus on their screens anymore. When Trump was in office, that's all we saw every day, day in and day out. These many people die. They never talked about the people that survived. These many people die. But now that the tables have been turned and more people have died from this virus under the Biden administration, as quiet as it's kept. No, as I've said before, I think that those numbers were a bit exaggerated. I think that people were dying of natural causes and were dying of other things. They may have had the virus, but I don't think the virus killed them. They were dying from other things. Some of them died from fear, but the fake news will not say that. So they're hiding the numbers now. And they're just saying, oh, you got to get the vaccine. You got to get the vaccine. I think that they're just putting water and saline solution in our bodies. And big pharma, oh my God, they're making a killing. If we had a real justice system, and if our representatives wanted to really represent us, they would go to these vaccinating companies, country companies, and say, wait a minute, how much are you guys making off of us? How much? If you're doing this for humanity, Why aren't you putting out a stronger vaccine? But no one is asking the question. But the moment Biden is out of office, oh, they'll be all over it, because, you know, then we'll have a Republican in office. Oh, look, this is what they were doing, and they need to do this, and they were covering this up, and they were covering this up. Yeah, but you people in the media covered it up because you were working in cahoots with Big Pharma. You were working in cahoots with all these other people. We see that right now with CNN being caught out there with its pants down. Who else were they working with? Maybe they were working with all these people to create the chaos, the flash mobs, the smash and grab people. Maybe they were working in concert with them. Well, we know that big tech and social media was, because that's how they're organizing these things. But quiet as is kept, Andrew, no one is asking the question. And they're probably afraid, because if you say something, you'll have someone knocking at your door, and you know that the police isn't going to protect you. You know that the justice system isn't going to protect you, because if they lock them up, they're going to let them back out in the streets to continue harassing you. We need to fire every liberal judge, every progressive judge, just fire them. The same way the guy did on the Zoom call. Put them all on a call and say, you know what? Leave your black robes and your gavel, because you're fired. You're ineffective. You don't understand the law. You don't want to uphold the law. Just get out. Gosh, it makes me mad, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. You said a mouthful, and I could not agree anymore. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who celebrated its 5th anniversary just this year. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. You can find us every single night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 in the West. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.